Hello, this is Pastor Dan Haugen of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Portland, Oregon, and this is your Daily Dose. Our word for today is majesty. In the early 1980s, my wife and I were blessed to tour England. This was especially exciting to me because I'm a history buff, and I longed to see all the beautiful castles and cathedrals I'd only seen in pictures. Once there, I was not disappointed. They were as spectacular as I had imagined them to be, filled with majesty and grandeur. I especially loved Windsor Castle with its staterooms, incredible artwork, St. George's Chapel, and the changing of the guard. Even Queen Mary's dollhouse was elegant beyond description. It was hard to imagine all the skill behind such amazing buildings and the number of hours and the amount of resources that must have been required to assemble such a majestic setting. It's hard to imagine that so much effort could be made to satisfy the monarchy, mere mortals. To think these buildings are equal in grandeur to many of our great churches seems wrong somehow. If the scale of magnificence were to be properly shown in the greatness of our structures, surely those buildings we dedicate to God would be as amazing as we could possibly create. Yet our almighty ever-present God does not long for luxurious buildings or imposing statues. He wishes His majesty to be shown in simple acts of service and graceful acts of courage. Our God wants His glory to be revealed in the words and actions of the children He's adopted to be His own. He wishes us to see His majesty in all that He has created. In the stars, He wishes us to see the jewels of His crown. In the mountains, He hopes for us to find His throne. 1 Chronicles 29:11 reminds us of this majesty, saying, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all." In castles and palaces, it's easy to comprehend the majesty of rulers. But how does one comprehend the majesty of God? It's not with great trumpets and magnificent choirs. We comprehend the majesty of God all around us. His glory is witnessed in the birth of a child and in the falling rain. His magnificence is made known in the beautiful colors of fall and the caring act of a stranger. The evidence of God's majesty is all around us if we take the time to look for it. Earthly monarchs are draped in fine linen and beautiful jewels, but the Lord is robed in greater things. From Psalm 93, verse 1, "The Lord reigns, He is robed in majesty, the Lord is robed. He has put on strength as His belt. Yes, the world is established, it shall never be moved." And from Psalm 104, verse 1, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty, covering yourself with light as with a garment." The majesty of the Lord could never be imagined by the human mind, but it waits to be revealed on that day we pass from this life to the next. In heaven, His presence will be enough to sustain us, and the mere thought of Him will give us joy that will last forever. In Christ, we're given a glimpse of this majesty and the way that God wishes to present it. In His healings, Jesus gave an indication of His divine power. In His dealing with those less fortunate, He gave a hint to His unparalleled mercy and grace. In His resurrection, He gave a foretaste of things to come for all who place their hope and trust in Him. Hebrews 1:3 speaks of Jesus in these terms: "He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature, and He upholds the universe by the word of His power. After making purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high." The majesty of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is and will be forever beyond human comprehension. It cannot be measured in earthly terms, and it will never be realized by human effort, no matter how grand the buildings are that we build to represent it. It will only be shown on this earth through serving Him as His hands, feet, and mouthpieces to the world. The greatest way to show the majesty of God is through His word expressed through word and deed. God has given us the power to show His glory. May we be willing. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, you are majestic beyond measure, and we long to worship you in every way. Help us to withstand the world's attempts to steal your majesty, and make us bold to defend you through our words and actions. Amen.